Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
And welcome to the inaugural Moon Tower Just for Laughs, Austin. Please welcome your host and co-host for Disgusting Hawk Podcast, Jessica Kirsten and Sarah Hyland.
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Oh, my God, we weren't even ready.
Nope.
And Sarah just said, am I coming out with you? And I said, I think you came out years ago. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, guys.
Sort of, yeah.
Yeah. Well, sort of. Hi. Well, I'm Jessica. I think a lot of you know that. Thank you. Do some of you not know who I am? Who knows who I am? Clap if you know. Oh, a lot of people. That makes me feel better. Who doesn't know who I am?
Yeah.
Okay. Hi. How are you, miss? Hi, I'm a dancer, just so you know. I'm a very well-known tap dancer.
Pole dancer
also. I used to be a pole dancer.
Yeah,
when I was a lot heavier. I used to be 330 pounds, and I was a very famous pole dancer. But since I've lost the weight, I can't believe no one's laughing at this right now. I thought it would get a huge laugh, and it didn't. But that's good for me, because I tend to have a big ego, so it's good that that just bombed at the beginning of this podcast recording. It's good for me to bomb in the beginning. So what's your name, miss?
Sue.
Sue, okay. And who are you here with? Well, you just pointed at a man next to you, but the other man that's on the other side of you raised his hand and you didn't acknowledge him. Is that your husband? Sir, that's your husband?
I'm her first husband.
Your first husband. That you're her first husband. Well, the guy next to her looks a lot younger. Is that her new husband? Are you guys wasted? Are you?
Those are my parents.
Those are your parents. Okay, are your parents wasted or are they on other drugs right now? Are your parents drug addicts is what I'm asking you.
I might find out tonight.
You're going to find out tonight. I think they're on a lot of drugs and I think you need to take them to a facility right after this podcasting event.
A facility.
I know. Sarah Hyland is here with me who's been doing, a lot of you know Sarah at this point. Yeah.
Susan.
I call Sarah a different name every day. Sharon, Susan, Stephen, whatever. Sarah is an amazing comedian and sketch performer.
Thank you.
Yeah, and she's been doing the podcast with me a lot. And we do a lot of Instagram stories and act like idiots constantly.
Yeah.
And I love having her on with me because it inspires me to be funnier. And yeah, that's true. Yeah, and we're here at Moon Tower. We ate very fast for lunch, and I barely made it to the bathroom in the hotel. I just want to announce that. I'm Jewish. Any other Jews in the crowd? Great. Oh, sir, the guy who's wasted on drugs, who's here with his family, just raised his hand that he's Jewish. But I'm not even sure I believe him, because he's so fucked up right now.
Uh-oh.
Sir, do not take your pants down. He just stood up. For anyone who can't see what's happening, this man just stood up out of his seat and went to unbutton his pants.
Yes.
Your father just went to show me his penis. You want it?
I want it to happen.
You do?
Yes.
Sarah.
I need it to happen.
You need to see his cock?
Yeah, feel free. Yes.
I don't know if I need to see that right now. I'm pretty traumatized already in my life, and I don't know if I... Do I want to see it, Mom?
Yes.
Is there something to see, Mom, is what I'm asking you. I'm sorry to wake you. Is there something...
He wanted to show
me he's circumcised. Okay. Well, that means he's Jewish if he's educated. And he knows that that was to show me. And someone over here clapped. Is someone over here Jewish? Great. Oh, someone in the back. Okay.
Yeah.
Welcome. Where'd you go to camp? All right. That wasn't the Holocaust. I meant sleepaway camp, you fucking idiots. You know what? Jokes are bombing, and they're really funny. Okay. I'm having fun, if that matters. Thank you for clapping. I appreciate the claps, but it'll never fill the hole. I am so empty inside. I'm loving this crowd. Most of you are amazing. Some of you look like you don't even know where you are right now. And that's okay. I don't know where I am half the time, but I like a lot of you. I'm gonna introduce our first guest. I am so excited to have her. She is so amazing and so funny to me. I love her so much, and I've been dying to have her as a guest on Disgusting Hawk. Everyone, please welcome Hannah Berner. Please give her a hand from Bavo. Hannah. Oh my God, look at the posing. I love the posing.
I didn't know what to do. It was the first thing that came to mind.
That's okay. I mean, I would never do that. Can you imagine me posing like that?
I saw you pose when you were a stripper back in the day.
Oh,
no one believes you?
No.
I feel like we're in a weird town hall meeting and they're not happy about it.
Right. Like we're pro.
Yeah. We're pro something that they're not.
We're pro like that you shouldn't.
Show your frontals. Well, which I'm still trying to get for you, sir.
Well, we'll get the dad to show us.
Advocating. I'm not going to give up.
Yeah.
We have an
hour. Dad's going to show us his schlong, whether anyone likes it or not.
We're trying to convince them to build a mall on their properties.
Right. Yeah. I have a feeling he's got a nice brisket in there, but I feel like...
By the way, I have the meat sweats. I'm warning all of you. How do people eat in Austin with it just going through them every single day? Do you guys have like a tolerance for... No one?
Are
you all vegans here? What the fuck is going on?
No, I barely made it to the toilet. And I'm going to say it. I don't care. But anyone who follows me and knows me, I talk about shitting a lot.
Very loose.
I have... Yeah. There a lot just happened at the Thompson or wherever the fuck I'm staying. I don't even know. I'm in a different hotel every night. I barely made it to the bathroom just now because I'm having a lot of stress in my career. It's not bad stress. I'm just really, it's exploding like my asshole.
Yeah.
My career is exploding and I'm stressed about it. I'm excited, but I'm stressed.
I love this journey for you.
Yeah, and Sarah and I just went to a place and we ate salad fast.
We did.
Because I had to get here. So I ate beets and it's chicken. Like, yeah, what else do we eat?
You had a coffee enema.
I had a coffee. I had feta cheese. It was a lot. Plus the feelings. Plus.
Do you think you have IBS or you just.
No, I have anxiety. I have anxiety. Mm-hmm. I have too many kids. I have an exploding career. And I had to get to the Parker Jazz Lounge or whatever this place is called. And and I have to be funny. That's a lot of pressure.
Yeah. And so, when people ask you, can you do both?
Yeah. What? Shit and make it to the toilet and have a good career.
And have children.
Well, that's not an issue. I have two baby mamas, so everything will be fine. And a nanny. You know, it's all going to be okay. I'm medicated. It's all going to be okay. I barely feel my feelings.
Now we're just at an AA meeting. This is what this became.
Yeah, my name is Jessica. And so, Judy. Hannah, let's talk about you.
Oh.
And not my duties. I
know you have kids because you call it a duty.
Well, that's a Jewish thing. No other person calls shitting duties, but you don't, like, Asian. I have to make a duty. Only Jews say the word Jew. I'm sorry if I just offended anyone who's young and white and feels triggered. Anyone who's 22 and under 22 and feels triggered by what I just said. If you want to write me an email, I'll print it out and wipe my ass with it. If you feel triggered by what I just said. Because I'm triggered from the second I open my eyes till the second I go to bed at night. I'm triggered by every word I hear. Mm-hmm. So anyway, Hannah, you are killing it in your career.
I mean, I'm trying my best, but being here on Disgusting Hawk... is incredible for me.
Oh, that's so nice.
Jessica, every comic looks up to you.
That's true.
Oh, no.
That's true.
Sorry.
That's
comics
true. That's very sweet.
You know she's a good comic because she hates a compliment. She just, like, disappeared into her skin.
Yeah, I disappeared into my foreskin. That's very sweet that you said that to me.
It's true. I was, like, bragging to people today. I was like, Jessica chose me, even though the booker probably put me in.
No, I asked for you.
She did.
She gave me a list of a lot of big people.
She gave you a list of two people, and you were like, ah.
She did. You and Carrot Top. And I don't like props. So I chose you. No, I did. Ask Sarah. I chose you out of a big list of people. Mm-hmm. I did.
Thank you so much. Seriously, I'm going to cry
right
here.
Thank you for clapping, everybody.
I know, everyone's like, you shouldn't have.
I know. They're tired. They're tired. It's 5 o'clock.
It's an early. It's early for us. Break it up.
What is it when you say the same thing?
Pinky swear.
No, jinx.
Jinx.
Jinx, you owe me a soda.
And then you punch him and you buy him a Coke.
You don't punch him, but yeah.
Can you buy me Coke?
Yeah.
Like the drug. I love cocaine.
More explosive diarrhea.
Can I tell you a secret?
Yep. Yes.
I took my first bump of cocaine this last weekend.
This is what I'm talking about. Everyone clap, Dad.
Let's get started.
Come on, Shlomo, clap.
Shlomo.
We need to hear about the first bump of coke. This is amazing. I did mine at 13. All right, tell us.
So I'm 30, but I was like a tennis player, so I have a very long torso, so I'm leaning down. Fun fact about me. I was a tennis player. I never did drugs. We got drug tested. I was always like, drugs are bad. You can tell who does drugs by who chuckled at that. Like,
me
adorable.
Too, like...
adorable. Yeah. But I never did cocaine after that because, like, what am I going to do? If I try cocaine at 30 and I don't like it, it's a shit night.
Right.
And if I try it and I do like it, then I like cocaine at 30.
That's
is
a
that
problem.
Not a problem?
That is, it
Where's
is a problem.
Problem.
When also...
I don't hear the problem. There are people with bigger problems.
Then I become a cokehead at 30. I feel like that's so lame. Like,
so
I'm at
lucky.
Like an electric house music festival at 30. That's creepy.
Right. So what happened?
So my friend was like, do it, bitch. So it took one person just socially making me feel awkward.
Yeah.
And I did one bump, and I tell you not, I'm not trying to brag about how pure my body is, but I got an immediate nosebleed.
Oh my God, really?
Like, immediately ruined everyone's buzz. They were like, you're gushing blood. And I'm like, so I am so pure. I'm so pure. The angel's inside me. My virgin pussy is bleeding. So
where were you?
I was in a hotel room in Miami, as one does it. So that was the story. And
so
I
you
stopped.
Were sitting with your friends. Everyone's doing coke. You took one bump and your nose
and everyone was staring at me like, what's going to happen? Is she going to go crazy? And then just a slow roll of blood came down. And they were like, you shouldn't have. You just ruined the night. I can't smoke weed either.
Really? What happens to you?
I'm an anxious person, but I feel like I suppress it. So when the weed comes...
Yeah.
It all comes out. Like, I stared at the mirror once just trying to question if my face was round or oval for, like, 2 hours.
I love that.
And I was like,
stuff.
Is it round or oval? Am I, like, everyone's like, oh, my God, that person's face is so fucking oval. And everyone's like, go away. Most people take weed. Am I an 80-year-old grandma?
That sounded like an 80-year-old. Most people take weed.
Have you been taking weed?
And they take it and they do it. The dope. Did you take a dope?
Yeah, that sounds great.
I'm very sensitive to stimulants.
I took dope last Tuesday, and I enjoyed it.
But as a comic, people think we're fun. Like, we're life of the party. So
now, we're a mess.
Yeah, they'll offer me drugs after. Like, do you want a party? And I'm like, this was my high. This is the highest I go. And then it goes down after this.
Yeah. Yeah, that's... I took weed.
I took a weed, and it was bad.
So have you tried anything else?
Great.
I am so scared of my own brain. One person told me a story that they did acid once, and they have, like, a recurring memory that keeps coming back later in life, and I'm like, absolutely fucking not. I'm not fucking with that.
Yeah.
And I guess most people want to escape reality. What, did that happen to you? Oh, you agree.
Right, so you wouldn't want that to happen.
Unless it was a good memory. But I'm just raising awareness. This is just an anti-drug campaign. I came here for a reason. Tell you my story.
You're lucky you don't have that because I'm a drug addict. So I never care. I didn't think things through like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, even if I had a horrible experience, there you was never like, maybe I oh, I'm not that. Doing this again.
You
I didn't
were
have
like,
a choice.
I did it wrong. I need to try it again.
Well, there wasn't even, yeah.
Well, no, my first thought was even with the Coke, like, with the blood, I was like, well, did you keep going? Like, did you, like, just
oh,
pee?
Immediately, I was did like, I'm not again? Made for this life.
Yeah.
I'm not a rock star. I just tell dick jokes. Let's calm down.
Yeah. No, I mean, like, to me, like, staring at your face in the mirror, like, is it oval or round? Like, that is heaven.
Yeah, she
I mean?
Would
I'm
do like, that oh, for 17
no,
hours.
No, no, no.
Like, that's sober for me. Like, that's sober. That's not even, like, I'm like, yeah. Like,
you would do.
I have caught myself, like, I live in L.A., so we drive a ton. And I have caught myself in thoughts of, like, I wonder what my blood looks like through my veins. Like, what is that?
Traffic will
like?
Do that
like,
to you.
No, but like, do you know what I mean? Yeah. Where people are like, are you okay? I'm like, I've never been better. But yeah. Thank you.
You do thank days you. Off to like weird places.
I do. I don't, even now. I know.
Right this second, are you thinking about something else?
No. Well, no, but I was thinking, because here's the thing. Maybe, I mean, I think visually, like, if you know what I mean, you think.
She's an artist.
Okay, I've never felt more
she's
alone.
The creative.
You're all like, what the fuck? I'm like,
she's
you know
the
what
creative.
I mean? No, well,
she's an amazing artist. So you
no, I just like with drugs though. I mean, like, I got.
Do you
really
find more creative when you do drugs?
I don't even do drugs anymore. Like,
oh, I'm sorry.
No, I'm crazy. But like, but that's. I mean, I never did acid. Like, because I did all other drugs. But like. Weed, I did weed in like 2001, dude. You know
she
what
did
I mean?
Weed
like,
too.
It was like when it was. What?
The cool kids do
I
weed.
Did weed.
Did I say do weed?
Yeah, you said I did weed. Like, you fucked it. I fucked an eighth in 2001.
Is it an adjective?
What's the drug you miss the most?
Me? Pills. Fucking, I love pills. Mm. What about you? Ambien.
Alcohol.
Alcohol. Yeah, yeah, she likes booze. I miss Ambien. I'm
Ambien
in love with Ambien.
Great.
Yeah, because you black out and you can make meals and forget it.
Well, yeah,
the calories don't count.
I didn't do coke because everybody's like, I want to stay up longer. I'm like, fuck that. Like, I want to be knocked out. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was like,
yeah.
I do not want to continue to live longer than I have. Like, are you fucking kidding me?
They say coke just makes you want to do more coke. And I'm like, that seems like big coke business to me.
What a nightmare.
Yeah, I did a lot of coke, but I was selling pot at the time, so that was a disaster.
Oh my god! Because
I got really paranoid.
She was a drug dealer.
Yeah, I was. I
You're a stripper.
During your stripping days?
Yeah, I was a stripper, a pole dancer. I was very heavy. I did coke. No, I was.
Yep.
Wait, you put the drugs in between your folds? Shaming no one.
I love that some of you are laughing so hard. I hid the drugs in my fat folds. Some of you will laugh so
There's
hard.
There's a white female
again,
blogger
the,
who's
the young,
triggered
no, the young
right
white
now.
Girl, like, oh my god, that's so sad.
Normalized
that she's
folds
about
and drug dealing in your folds.
Yeah, yeah.
I stuffed drugs in my fat folds.
I did. I put pounds of fat of fucking pot
I
in my fat folds.
I love your rhinoceros voice.
I hid my.
You stick your tongue in your chin.
I do. That's my fat voice. That's my fat voice.
I just tried it for the first time. Everybody should try
you're
it.
Lose your voice for the
no, I do it on stage now. Oh, that's my fat her kid voice when I went to fat camp.
Your vocal cords.
Camp, mom and dad.
You're shredding them.
Yeah. It's people
get very
upset.
No, it's for my
upset
diaphragm. It's fine.
Yeah.
Can I get more donuts?
Yep.
I don't know why people get upset because it's my fat
Your
voice.
Fat voice. Yeah.
It's mine.
Hey, what's up? It's Matt. Hey there, auto mechanics and super cool do-it-yourself guys who work on their own cars. I want to tell you about rockauto.com, the online store with every auto part at the best prices. This is your one-stop shop for everything auto parts. rockauto.com has been in business for 20 years, and they make it easy to find the parts you need at the best possible prices. No more talking to counter guys who need to order your parts, aren't really sure what you're looking for, never have quite what you need, and then after all the hassle, we'll still charge you storefront markups. At rockauto.com, you can easily find everything you need, and whether you're a mechanic, an auto shop, or working on your own car, everyone has access to the same incredible pricing at rockauto.com. Fuck yeah! So if you're a car guy, right now go to rockauto.com and check out all the parts available for your car. You're gonna have so much fun looking at car parts! So once more, go to rockauto.com. No promo code needed, as their pricing is already that good. When you order, make sure to tell rockauto.com that you heard about them on Disgusting Hawk. rockauto.com. Let's get back into it. Yeah!
Okay. Wait, so when you were taking Ambien, I took a lot of it. Would you ever go on Facebook and do like crazy statuses?
Oh yeah, like chicken, like it was nuts.
Just a jazz exercise.
Yeah, it was just like show on Friday. It was fucking crazy. It was not okay. What I was, And then people are like, "Are you okay?" And I'm like, and then just a P and an asterisk. It was. That's why I had to stop again. Yeah.
So you're raw dogging the world right now.
Oh no, I'm working a program. I mean, I'm an addict, so I have to. I can't have a little. You know, I've tried many times. I love when people are like, "Why can't you just smoke a little pot?" I'm like, "Cause then I'll be eating out of a garbage can and fucking your mother." Like I am an animal. I'm an animal, and I can't. But you know, you're with Dez.
Yes.
And Dez.
Okay, the late laughter is killing me. It is.
Well, there's people that understand. You know, people get upset when you're in recovery. They want you to use because they're addicts, so they don't want to. Yeah. You can't just have a little. No, and you can't either, Bob. You have no pants on and you smell like feces. You need help also. Yeah. So why don't you come with me to the church basement? You are not okay either. But you're with Dez and you're getting married to someone who is you know, that's good. Do you drink? Do you drink?
I love that sentence. I knew exactly what you said.
Yeah.
I'm with a sober man. He's 46. He's exhausted. And he is sober at 19.
Oh, wow. I mean, that's a long fucking...
To the point that, like...
Let's clap. Yeah, that's an amazing thing. That's a long... I can't count.
I think that's why he's with me. He's like, I need some dysfunction in my life. It's been too basic. But I think early on, he knew that, like, he didn't do well with alcohol, and he went hard for, like, 5 years, and then he's been sober. And it's not even part of his life. He doesn't even talk about being sober anymore. And honestly, ladies, men, I love a sober relationship.
Yeah.
You don't fight over drunk shit. I don't really know what he feels about me, but otherwise we don't. You know, every now and then I'm like, I wish I could just get his psyche out. We're not hungover.
Yeah.
We like talk in the morning. It's pretty pure.
But is the sex as good?
It's crazy. Yes, we've never had drunk sex. The sex is good because you know you chose to be there and he knows your name.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
It's pretty
intimate.
And it's
not anal. Yeah, that's true.
Flip you over. Say anything. Can you put your head in a pillow? Tell you not to turn around. I've heard. I've never heard.
I love how she talks into the microphone without making a noise.
That's my favorite thing she does.
My only job here is to say whispers and not... I whisper actually here. It's where I talk.
But yeah, he's 46 and sober, and I love a tired zaddy. Like, he's not
zaddy.
He's not chasing women down the street. He's on the verge of arthritis, and he's
you are hilarious.
He's not looking for excitement. He's burned the fuck out, and that's when you just take him in, trap his ass, as Ali Wong would say.
A trap his ass is great.
These men in their 20s and 30s, they have too much energy. They're like a Labrador retriever that wasn't trained. I got a pre-trained dude.
Yeah, that's good. He's exhausted and dead inside.
And you know, like, I'll do something every now and then and he'll kind of flinch. Oh, yeah, he's mentally and physically just falling apart.
Yeah, he's on the outs.
He's
it's
on
perfect.
The outs. But
what am I doing up here?
He will seriously, like, I'll do something and he'll kind of flinch or he'll apologize. And I'm like, oh, his past owners... like
owner.
Sprayed him owners.
When he tried to jump on the couch. So when I get him, I don't have to like train him at all. He's right. Like, oh, he's like a, I got a pie that was almost fully baked. I just had to put him in the oven for like a second.
You're hilarious.
I love it. And also, it's like when you're adopting an old dog, you know his personality. I'm not trying to marry some dude at 21 that becomes like something else when he's 28. I know what I got.
That's
I know the
so
pros
true.
And cons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really, I
thank
love
you,
that.
One person.
Yeah.
When did
that's
you meet?
That's my mother.
When did you meet your when did you meet your wife? What age?
14. No, I'm joking. No, I met her older too. And you know, it's better when you get into a relationship when you're older and you're more just tired and you it's
like
when you're younger it's
anymore.
So much more dramatic, isn't it, when you're younger and you meet people, it's really a it's lot. So much drama.
You're like, we
but
have
women
our
are...
lives ahead of us, and I'm like, you have a quarter left, so
at if that yeah.
Man, he's approaching his 50s and he has high anxiety. But yeah,
All
comics do. He is a comic as well.
How are you liking the road and doing comedy on the road and this whole thing?
I love being on the road because you just get to sit in bed with no judgment.
Yeah.
You know, like when you sit in bed at home, everyone's like, are you okay? And I'm like, no, I'm depressed. But on the road, everyone's like, she's working. And she's very busy. And she's killing the game. Everyone's like, you're killing it. And I'm like, I'm masturbating alone in a hotel room to Bobby Flay on TV.
Yeah, but you're younger than me. You stop masturbating at a certain time and then you just
wait,
start crying.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you stopped masturbating?
No. I mean, I masturbate to take depression naps because I can't just fall asleep. So now I still masturbate, but it's only to take a depression nap.
Yeah.
So I watch porn on my phone.
Just the motivation is different when you get older.
I rub one out.
Just to sleep.
Yeah, you don't masturbate. You put yourself out.
Like, I don't do it for the good feeling of masturbating. I just do it to take the nap before the shows because I have to sleep or else I'm too anxious.
You know what I learned? This new thing called masturbation manifestation.
What's that?
Ooh.
When you orgasm, you yell what you want.
That is amazing. So really? I want Big Zini! Like that?
That's food.
Yeah.
That's my dad to love me!
No, that's incredible.
Wrong. Very wrong and weird. That's wrong and weird. I apologize.
I want a regular income.
That's, if you don't write that down to do on stage, I'm doing it.
Des is fucking me and I'm like, Netflix special. He's like, you or me? For you or me? He gets it and I'm like, I am manifested wrong, not for Des. I want perky tits.
Yeah.
I want 62 cents. So I can buy some Rolos.
Oh, I fuck with Rolos. But also,
Yeah, we love Rolos.
Oh, did you just have a moment
inside of us?
I would be tired too if I was a lesbian, though. I feel like lesbian sex takes like years.
It's so hot in the beginning.
Well, my friends don't say they don't sleep the first 6.
It's really hot. Yeah, it's great for a while.
So do you guys have
it can
stay
great
sex now? Do you have quick sex? Can lesbians have quick sex?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Just a quickie.
I once asked.
If sometimes when they're really woke, I would assume. I've never done this because I'm an old school, like, fucking, I like to fuck. But I would assume now there's some who are like, do you feel safe if I touch your shoulder?
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about it?
Yeah.
Do you want to hold a scissor together before we scissor? Does it. Does it trigger you if I brush your hair? Like, it's
She's
really
like, can you not call it
a
scissoring?
Lot.
That's super violent.
Right.
Can we call it bed locking?
Can we call it puzzling?
Let's just call it hugging.
Also, by the way, I am so sweaty right now. Don't touch me. I'm so sweaty.
Oh, my God.
In the best way.
Yeah.
I asked my friend who's a lesbian, and I said, how do you guys know when it's over? Because, like, men, they just... kaboosh.
No.
And you know it's done. And she goes, oh, you ask. And I'm like, wait, what's it like to have consensual sex?
No, well, it's over 10 years before. But it takes 10 years to get out of it. Yeah, you stay in it for 10 years.
But the actual sex in the moment, you're like, do you want to come again? Are you good? We're like, men are not like that. The second they come, you're like, hello? And he's like, hello.
Oh, no, we like, do you want more? Do you want, yeah. No, we're, it's
there's
more
so much
giving.
Communication.
Yeah, yeah.
Men also have this thing, they're like, I can't function after I come. And I'm like, that's a wives' tale.
I meant
week you lose like a teaspoon of cum and suddenly you can't fucking stand up.
I can't function after.
Well, what do you mean?
You can't move?
I can't think. I can't.
Is it when you come or in general?
No, I just want to lay down for the next 2 weeks. I cannot. No, I have no motivation to do any. I don't care. Like, I just want to lay
down.
You're
like, I'm not doing my taxes.
Yeah, I get a little depressed. I eventually cry. Yeah, I don't know. I don't.
I've cried. There's a lot of crying with lesbian sex.
No, but. But after orgasming and stuff.
Because it's
a
release.
Yeah.
With women, I think it's more common when two women are together that there's crying.
I don't cry during sex. Or
I do. I sob.
Oh, no.
I'm touching the other person.
When it's her turn?
Yeah, while I'm making love to my partner, I
start
sob.
Is this great for you?
It turns the other person on.
Is that nice? Do you like that to the right or left? Yeah. You like that right there?
Yeah.
Wait, did you cry while you were stripping?
Yeah, that was my name. Sobber.
Sobber.
Yeah. People would throw like hams at me. Not money. They would just throw a whole ham at me. That's how they paid me, with roast.
Jelly. I'm jelly. She's like, I need the protein to keep up on this pole.
Yeah. I would just open my mouth and someone would just fling a drumstick. And if I caught it, they would just throw a whole bucket of Kentucky Fried Chicken at my head.
She cut a chicken.
It was amazing.
Leg in her
I would leave with like a whole farm of animals.
I just envisioned you like when you're leaving, like just picking up the extra wings.
Right. Like people would pick dollars. I would just pick up like whole chicken parts and just shove them inside.
Where's the gizzard? Where's the gizzard?
Yeah, yeah.
You were in Austin. You guys know what a gizzard is?
Some of them are sleeping. It's fine.
they don't want to interact with us, I feel like. They're scared.
No, a lot of them do. They're just nervous. We're talking about, you know, anal. Dad, how you doing? Feeling hard? All right, so guys, we have to wrap up this part. I know it's been very educational for a lot of you. You've learned a lot about lesbians and scissoring and crying and anal. I just want to, Hannah, I'm so sorry we have to wrap it up, but we have another guest and I have to go change my underwear.
That's thick.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's some toothpaste in there. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Thank you.
There's an eagle in the room.
Thank you.
Sarah has the best laugh. Hannah, you are fucking hilarious.
You're hilarious.
You are
hilarious.
So funny. Oh my God. Will you come back on?
It would be an honor. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you. We'll be right back. I love you. I love you so much. We'll be right back. I have to go poop again.
Bye.